What's up, everybody? You know the voice. You know the face most of the time. But you know, when I talk like this, it's time we bring on an honorary captain. And as always, they're not solo. Riding shotgun is a man that I will introduce. But somebody who packs a punch. Somebody who I really enjoy watching. And somebody who my co-host Kevin Marshall claims is the best running back in all of the CAA, Mr. David Avid. David, thank you so much for taking time out of your game week, big game week against Hampton, to chop it up with FCS Nation and give everybody an opportunity to learn a little bit about who David is behind that face mask. We appreciate you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I mean, it's honestly an honor to be on go on the show, and I'm happy to be here. Happy to talk it up.
That's right. And alongside him, man with the plan, a guy that I'm very happy to introduce, and from this moment forward is forever a friend of the show and FOS, Mr. Grant Price, managing director in the Radnor office up there in PA, or out there in PA, depending on where you are listening to us right now. Grant, you as well, busy week. I know you have plans to watch Villanova beat up on Hampton and whatnot, but as far as where we stand midweek, I appreciate you for taking time out of it to chop it up with FCS and as well get Villanova fans an opportunity to learn a little bit more about who you are and why David is in the mix this year.
Yeah, appreciate you having me, Stone, and excited to be here today.
Very first season that you guys are a part of this cause, David, I ask every single honorary captain of the week this very same question. When you were first approached, initial thoughts, feelings, kind of what was running through your mind?
Honestly, I felt just like kind of honored because like for people to be able to choose me and to like see that I'd be a good person to represent like such a good cause, it made me just pretty happy. I felt pretty good about it. And honestly, I'm excited to keep going forward with it.
And Grant, why David? I think this is something that our audience, FCS fans, Wildcat fans deserve to know the answer to, because this is our third season doing this now and the alumni list just seems to keep growing. I mean, there are guys like Efton Chisholm, David Walker, Gray Zabel, NFL draft picks now that are on this alumni list, who helped us raise what is now over $100,000 in our third season, combining all of the seasons. What is it about David that, and those are just NFL players, those are on the field guys, but who they are off the field, I think speaks volumes. And if you go back, whether it's listening to honorary captain interviews or just listening to their head coaches speak about them, they hold them to the utmost respect and to a higher standard than most of their teammates and other players all in locker rooms across the country. Why David? Why does David fit the mold?
Yeah, I mean, for all the reasons you just mentioned in terms of the guys on the field, right? David certainly fits that mold of just an exceptional athlete and player in the conference at such a young age. I believe he's one of the, if not the youngest guy as part of this program as a sophomore. So it's rare that you find an athlete and a guy as young as he is, it's as mature as he is. And David will tell you there's a lot of really good teammates of his that were certainly deserving of the honorary captain honor. And it was a tough decision, but talking to a lot of guys in and around the program. And once I met David, you know, we were really looking for someone who was going to represent their school, Alex's and NM in a positive light, and someone that ultimately is a good teammate, role model in the community. And I after meeting David, I couldn't think of anybody better than him that fits that mold. So I think we picked the right guy. Fired up to have him.
I do as well. And on Saturdays, I feel a little stronger about the decision too, watching David play some football here. Okay, Grant, you were approached, whether it was by Chris Schenkel or somebody else in your realm, about this initiative, about joining this initiative. Kind of take me through your thoughts there, why you wanted to jump into the mix. And then also in our very first season with this thing, we had 12 athletes, 12 offices, and this thing's almost at that 20 number. We've kind of broadened this. We've gone around the country, have expanded this in our very first year, a little under $50,000. And then in year two, nearly $70,000. So we're just cruising past that six-figure number, and we're rocking and rolling right now, just about $30,000 raised as we head into week eight. But for you, when you were approached, why did you feel so strongly about it to get involved and get dancing with us?
Yeah, for me, in our firm, it was a privilege and an honor to have the opportunity. I think the mission is everything that we stand for. And Northwestern Mutual, as I know it's been explained in the podcast before, we've had a longstanding partnership with Alex's Lemonade Stand that stretches over a decade, and have donated a lot of time and resources and money to the foundation over time. And as soon as Chris approached me about it and gave us the opportunity. It was an honor. I don't know who wouldn't want to be involved with this program, and it just feels amazing to be a part of something greater. And so yeah, it was a no-brainer for me when Chris came up to me and asked us to be a part of it. I said yes immediately.
And there's a question that I will ask both of you guys, but David, having a grip on that Wildcat fan base and kind of what they mean to you guys, how they propel you to play this weekend, for example, at Hampton, you guys are hosting them, right? So using that crowd, that fan base to kind of get you guys past that finish line and rip off 4 wins in a row. It was a quote that Chris Schenkel dropped on our opening interview this year with the signal caller for South Dakota, Aiden Bauman. He said, "Watching fandom turn into real impact is exactly why we're doing this." David, when you hear that quote and you think about this Villanova fan base, why is this a match made in heaven for them getting to back you in all of this, raising money for ultimately stomping out childhood cancer? When you think about that Wildcat fan base, what does that quote mean to you? Watching fandom turn into real impact, or what could it mean for you?
I mean, here at Villanova, we really preach a lot of unitas and caritas. So that's really the community helping other people. So, I mean, doing something like Alex Lemonade Stand, going out like the extra mile for your fellow neighbor is like, I feel like that's just instilled in Villanova's morals. So I feel like a lot of students in Villanova already help with their community. So I feel like something like this, like Alex Lemonade Stand, a good cause, I feel like they'd just be more inclined to like want to support. So, and especially if they're fans of the Villanova football team and they see us like, supporting it, us doing the lemon drop challenge, like I feel like they would want to support just because, it's a good cause.
Yeah, and Grant, for the surrounding cities and the people that you've met along the way being in that area who support Villanova, that quote, watching fandom turn into impact, kind of what does that, and like I said in the latter, what could that mean for David and for you guys, kind of having an opportunity to tap into a group of people that you in your professional life haven't had an opportunity to, and just to know what's on the horizon is exciting.
As we're working with clients and I'm working with clients in my personal practice, we're talking to folks about planning financially for their future. And as you spend time with folks that have a philanthropic mindset and want to give back to the community, they're looking for ways to make a positive impact in the community, right? So we spend a lot of time with clients and even candidates to join our firm that we talk to. And one of the first things that a lot of people mention is how others focused we are as an organization, right? And I think getting an opportunity to collaborate with our clients and going back to them and sharing with them what we're doing is really powerful, and it gives them an outlet to make an impact for a great cause and stomp out childhood cancer, which is ultimately why we're all here. And I have a unique lens as well. My wife actually works as a physician assistant in pediatrics, so the cause hits close to home for me. She's around sick kids all day, and so being able to share that with her and outwardly make that impact has been pretty special.
Yeah, different lens is important. I will ask you both if you've personally been affected, but just to dig a little deeper, if this is your first time listening to an honorary captain of the week interview segment of the show, I always say it's my favorite. It is because I get to learn a little bit more about these athletes who dominate the turf and the grass all over the country on Saturdays and sometimes not Saturdays, sometimes Friday nights. Alex Lemonade Stand, that foundation began with a single front yard lemonade stand started by the 4-year-old Miss Alex Scott, the queen. She was battling neuroblastoma. She wanted to raise money to help doctors and help kids like her. But by the time she passed away at age 8, just guess how much money she had raised, guys? Over $1 million. 8 years old, raising $1 million for the cause. Today, the legacy, it surmounts everything that I know her mother Liz and her father Jay could have ever possibly imagined. And now the things that they get to do, the places they get to travel, and the people they get to meet, all because of their young daughter Alex, I think is something that it's tough to put into words. But I think at its core, what we're doing here right now is carrying on Alex's legacy. And Grant, you talked about your wife being a physician and just seeing sick kids and understanding kind of what it is that they're actually going through and how families are affected. David, I will start with you. Has anybody in your life personally, indirectly been affected by cancer that has ultimately affected you and kind of additionally made a certain why more strong in your back pocket?
So actually this year, my aunt passed away from cancer. She beat it the first time and it came back. And just like the way I felt at that moment, like the way my family and like even our close friends around us, our church was affected by her passing. Like I can't just imagine that in a child's life to other families. Like, so honestly, just whatever I could do to help, like help that feeling that I felt not be affected to somebody else, like I'm gonna do. And honestly, Alex Summers Nightstand embodies that. I just want to do pay it forward, you know, because I understand like it's the worst feeling, someone being affected by cancer at that age. Like I couldn't, like it kind of hurts to like speak about it because it happened so recently, but I'm gonna do whatever I can. And I feel like Alex Lemonade Stand is a good route for me to take to support families affected by this.
Listen, David, first of all, I appreciate your perspective and to just get on here having met me for the first time. And I think this is something you probably haven't said to, or something that a lot of Wildcat fans don't know. So if this is their first time hearing and understanding something like that, not only do I appreciate the perspective, but I know the fan base does. And it's just further reason to get behind you because you're not doing this, you know, willy-nilly. You do this because it's your life, because you feel it, because you know what those families felt or are feeling currently. So I absolutely appreciate the perspective and Grant, before I ask you the same question, David, I want to ask you, playing football at Villanova, you're in the FCS. I'm a former FCS guy. Grant, you grew up in Normal, so you know what FCS football is through and through, and now a fan of the Villanova team. You know what it's all about, and you know it's the purest form of football. But on the NIL side, this is unlike something that I've ever seen in the FCS. I know for a damn fact that it doesn't exist, something like this, something even remotely close to this, right? Having athletes at the forefront and driving, whether it's money or just downright general awareness to a cause like childhood cancer and how we can do our part to putting an end to it. David, is this a unique NIL initiative? Is this something that is just different than most? Do you see it in a category of its own?
I mean, when I got it, I just felt like it was more of a responsibility, like to highlight, like to really highlight what people are going through and highlight a good cause that can support people. So I didn't even really look at it as NIL at first. I was really just looking at it as like, all right, but I get to do a good thing that people will see. And like, honestly, it's an honor for my face to be associated with such a good cause. So I didn't even really see it at NIL at first, but I don't think there's a lot like it, because I feel like most NIL deals are just like, you know, like, oh yeah, drink this drink or do this. But nah, this is a different, this is like leading a good cause, leading an effort to support the research for childhood cancer.
Effort's pretty accurate, right? Because it's forward facing. You're going to show face at events and meet Wildcat fans, whatever it is that you and Grant and team decide to do with it. But whether it's, you know, signing a 7-year-old's jersey who is a fan of David Avid, who watched him score last week, or just things like that that you don't get from, right, an energy drink deal, you don't get from a car dealership. NIL partnership. This is just different. It lives in a world of its own, and we're only in season three, and this thing's just skyrocketing. And the more we bring on guys like you, David, the farther this thing will go. So, not only do I appreciate your perspective, but I also appreciate your perspective on the ladder and the initiative that we have going here. And Grant, kind of same question to you, in a sense of, is this something different that you didn't really expect to tie the financial service industry into college football? You see in the FBS more so that these companies are just, you know, signing checks for athletes and, you know, sometimes never even shaking their hands. Kind of, how do you see this living a lot differently than all of those that we could talk about, but we'd be wasting breath?
Well, I'm fortunate in my personal financial planning practice. I've had the opportunity to work with a number of coaches and athletes all over the country. And so I've kind of been at the forefront of some of the NIL initiatives since it began several years ago. And on the FBS level, right, you see a lot of it's turned into a business, right? And I'm fully supportive of athletes getting
Of
paid
course.
and earning what they should. But I think it has turned into a business, and a lot of it is dollar signs and checks, right? And it's not as focused as it could be, maybe on the impact. And I think what makes this opportunity so unique, as both of you already alluded to, is just the direct impact you can have on a great cause in the community. And so, absolutely, this is when Chris presented the idea to me. It was just like, I've never heard of anything like this in the NIL space. And so, absolutely, it provides a different perspective.
Speaking of perspective, Grant, I want to ask you the same question that I asked David. Has somebody in your life, directly or indirectly, been affected by the damn disease we call cancer? And has it, you know, made you think differently, not only about what we're doing right here, but just about life in general?
A few extended family members have unfortunately my great aunt passed away several years ago. Towards the end of her life, she ended up developing a form of lung cancer. And then some other friends of family members that I've I think it impacts all of us in some capacity, unfortunately, which is why we're here to stomp it out, right? And clients as well. I've had a couple clients that have gone through it or have had close family members experience it. And so yeah, it's impacted me in a number of ways.
I think an underrated part about having managing directors, managing partners, anybody from, recruiting offices in Northwestern Mutual in that realm, and then athletes, whether it's Villanova, whether it's North Dakota, whether it's Florida A&M, right? I think an underrated part about all of this that there's a chance if you're listening to this interview that cancer has impacted your life one way or another, for better or for worse. If you beat it or you lost a loved one, and I think understanding what Northwestern Mutual does for families that are impacted is something that I don't think we talk about enough when I have men and women like you on here, Grant. So, is there something to speak about how, you never know which turn life is going to take, and how proactive you can be in planning your future, especially financially, for people going through something like a family member or like a friend battling cancer? Is there something that you can speak on behalf of Northwestern Mutual when it comes to that?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that, Stone. And I think yeah, absolutely. What we do is rooted in we consider it holistic financial planning, right? So it's taking a look at all the different twists and turns that life may throw your way. And sometimes people just look at that from a balance sheet perspective and what the stock market's going to do tomorrow or in retirement and try to plan for those things. And that's certainly a lane that we focus on with clients, but one of the areas that we find often underaddressed that a lot of people don't think about until unfortunately something happens is the risk side of the plan as well, right? So what happens if someone you love or care about is no longer here? How does that impact your future, right? And those are uncomfortable and difficult conversations for people to have, but they're necessary conversations to have. And we kind of jokingly say this, but it's not a joke. We want to put GoFundMe out of business, right? We want to find a way to make sure that families are taken care of no matter what, right? And they're planning effectively for their future. And it starts with a conversation, right? It just starts with a conversation with a trusted advisor who can take time to really build a relationship with you and understand what your family's goals are, what you've already done from a planning perspective. And our advisors are, in my opinion, best in class at doing that and making sure that families have security around whatever is going to happen in their future, good or bad.
I love it. I love it. I appreciate you sitting here having a chat with David Abbott, running back for the Villanova Wildcats, and himself, Mr. Grant Price, managing director in the Radnor office out there in the good old PA, sitting here chopping it up, giving Wildcat fans, giving AFCS Nation just an opportunity to learn a little bit more about some of the guys that make this Villanova football team go, the facility go, a lot of the outside noise. Make it louder, make it quieter. That's what Grant's doing. Hey, we talk about twisting and turning, Grant. That is something that Mr. David Abbott is also familiar with, twisting and turning when he's toting the rock here. A little over 500 yards already on the season. You're coming off a game with 17 carries. David, you are surging. Your team is surging right now. Top 20 nationally in the entire country. Most definitely a playoff team. I don't think that there's a team in the CAA that is as confident as you guys are, especially in the backfield. Just holistically talk about kind of where the season's at, where you guys stand right now, and ultimately the vibes in the facility, man. You guys are a really good 4-2 ball club right now.
I feel the vibes are up. I feel like, we're coming off some pretty hard wins. Like we were down, I think like 11 in the first half. Like we had to come back and surge like as a unit. So I feel like we're pretty up. We're definitely not complacent. We still have to finish out the season. You gotta respect every opponent that you see. Like last year, Hampton gave us the works. Like they got a lot. They're gonna throw the whole house at you. So we're pretty excited, but we're locked in for this week. And just ready, honestly. The only way we can make the playoffs is if we get it done. So we got a job to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt you got a job to do this week against Hampton. What's some of that tape look like without giving, a lot away? Not that I think there are any spies listening right now, but what does that Hampton tape look like, and kind of what's it going to take for you guys to clean up some of the mistakes last week and rip off 4 wins in a row.
They got some good athletes. They're a younger team. They got a younger front, but they got some dudes who can really go. Pretty sure 51, one of their linebackers, he's a pretty good guy, athletic, plays with some physicality. So I feel like if, but I feel like we can, I feel like we can dominate this game. And truthfully, be honest, I just, we just gotta be on point. We gotta try to minimize the MAs, minimize the flags, and I feel like we can come out with the win.
There's no doubt. Good old football talk right there. Good old coaches talk from a sophomore now who is getting more media trained by the week. It seems like, hey, David, I played quarterback in the Missouri Valley, so any opportunity that I have when I'm talking to an honorary captain who is standing next to or catching passes from or lining up across from one of the country's top quarterbacks, I always force a question in there about Mr. Pat McQuaid is what I'll do here. He's been efficient as all hell, it seems, this season. He's found himself solidified into a role and kind of carrying the torch and just moving and chugging along into the future here. What can be said about Pat and kind of what makes him so good? I see him as a kind of a heady football player. He's got a little bit of a gamer in him, and he's just efficient. You don't see balls hit the turf, but what is it from somebody who stands next to him time and time again on Saturdays? What makes Pat so good?
I mean, that kid can just ball. Like, he could throw that ball. Like, he could really throw. And honestly, he's a team guy. Like, people love playing for Pat. He came in and it was just like he clicked. Like, he it looked like he has been in this program for like 4 years. Like, he really embodies what the team spirit is. Like, he honestly, he could have been a captain. I feel like he has like asserted to that leader role on our offense, and he really stepped up as a quarterback. So, and I love watching him throw. Like, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes he pulls the ball, I'm not even mad because I know he's gonna do his job. Like, he's gonna throw it, we're gonna get that completion. Like, and he can just ball. Like, him and Luke got a strong connection. They make it work. So I'm really excited to keep playing with Pat for the rest of the year.
Not very often you will hear a running back say that it's okay. The quarterback can pull the ball and throw it. Even though, I would have picked up six or seven. It's okay. That just shows the kind of culture that's being built out there in Villanova country. Grant, what's it been like having just I don't know, being not being, but having more of an inside look into this program now that your relationship with David has grown to what it is, and we're not even halfway through the season, or we're kind of right at that halfway mark. How cool has it been also to have that inside look in the locker room, and David's schedule and these college football players, people roll their eyes at this all the time, but it's a full-time job, right? I mean, it truly is. It's tough to balance life, what we call work. I mean, we're in the facility every single day of our lives. A lot of the times, cleats are on the turf at 5 a.m. What's it been, Grant, to just learn a little bit more about this Villanova team and kind of by default, all in a good sense, kind of be more involved in all this and be a bigger fan than you probably once were?
It's been really cool, getting to know David and understand his schedule and how he works and all that's been really cool. I shared with you off the record before we hopped on, Stone, and I have some background in the football space as well. So I have, I think, a little bit of a unique perspective that maybe some other managing directors or managing partners don't have. And one of the things that really stands out to me, I had an opportunity to spend some time with Coach Ferrante in his office several weeks ago, and we were just getting introduced and catching up a little bit. And he was talking about how he runs the program over there like a family, right? And that really stood out to me. And I think David can probably attest to that. He's obviously around it a lot more than I am, but I just respect the hell out of that, right? I think you see a lot of that grind mentality in the football world, which is necessary, I think, to win. But at the same time, you're all going to battle together. And when you have a coach and a leadership team that treats it like a family, I think it's really special. So it's been cool to get that insight and have a lot of respect for what they're building over there. And over here in Villanova country, I think people tend to look at Villanova as a basketball school with all the success that they've had over the years. And it's been really cool to see how the football program has taken a leap here over the last several years.
Hugely into that contender spot, and it's bona fide. Grant, what are some similarities that you see in athletes, college football players, let's just be specific, to advisors, to managing partners, managing directors, people that you work with on a daily basis? What are some parallels? What are some similarities that you've just come to realize, I suppose, throughout the years?
I think they truly embody work ethic. People talk about, oh, I have work ethic, or I work really hard. And I don't know if people who have been in college athletics really understand what it means to work. So I know David embodies that, and most of the advisors that we work with that are former athletes exhibit that trait. And one quote that Nick Saban shared a long time ago that has always resonated with me is that high achievers hate mediocre people, and mediocre people hate high achievers. And we're always looking for high achievers, and I think the people in our organization are high achievers, and a lot of the athletes who spend time with fit that mold.
I'm stealing that quote. Say it again.
I stole it too, so feel free. I don't take any credit for it.
What was it? What was it again?
High achievers hate mediocre people, and mediocre people hate high achievers.
I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. And of course, it comes from somebody like Nick Saban. Not a bad guy to steal quotes from. Seems
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
he's got him on deck, ready to just spit him out. I think there's a stat out there. You can correct me if I'm wrong, Grant, but 1 in 5 advisors in Northwestern Mutual are former athletes themselves. Why is that? Like, why is that the case? I think that's something that is going to translate to a conversation we're going to have in a second about one of the best, if not the best, internship programs in the entire nation, but kind of why. And I think it further parlays into a question I often ask: why are athletes at the forefront of this initiative? Why is it important for us that David leads the way in raising money and putting his hand up for a cause like this? Why athletes?
Yeah, I think I touched on the work ethic piece,
Of
right?
course.
And having that trait is not something that everybody has. And in this career, what we do is very challenging, right? Our advisors have the opportunity to build their businesses alongside Northwestern Mutual, and building a business is not an easy task. And we like to talk about the gift of high expectations in our firm. And I think when you come from an athletic background and you've played college sports and you've been exposed to that, especially with a winning program like Villanova, coach gives them the gift of high expectations. And so when they step into our organization and we demand the same of them, in order for them to launch their businesses and run a successful practice, they've already been exposed to that, right? So there's a lot of parallels from the sports world into the business world that we run.
And David, if I could put you in an auditorium and hand you a microphone in front of all of David's teammates, all of his classmates, everybody who attends the university, as to why the internship program at Northwestern Mutual is worth a look. I mean, since 1967, well over 65,000 college students have participated in it. And I think when you see a stat like 98% of them came out of it saying that it was influential, that it was a huge part of their life and helped direct kind of where they were headed. What would you say to those teammates and classmates of David as to why it's worth a look?
I mean, like you said, it's a great program. Like, not only just financial skills, you can learn skills for the rest of your life that you need to know. Like if you can't really speak to new people, you're gonna be able to do this in the workforce. So
Yep.
being able to get that early experience in early with trusted licensed people. My parents actually have been with Northwestern Mutual since they've been in this country. So like being able to see how they work and how they actually help people in their everyday lives and their for planning for the future has been beneficial for me. So just being able to be part of an internship for a whole summer, like you probably learned so much more than I have already.
I love it. Grant, is there anything that you would add on top of David? I feel like he hit a lot there.
Yeah, and not a whole lot to add. I mean, I think what's unique about our internship, as David alluded to, is the real hands-on experience that you get alongside advisors, and you learn a lot. And over half of our field leadership, so that's managing directors like myself, and actually fall into this mold, managing partners, are former interns, right? And so if you go through that experience, it really gives you a leg up in terms of your career growth and trajectory.
Love it, and I appreciate you guys. And I don't think there's much more that David you could have done. And I said this when we first got rolling that you're here to give Wildcat fans and FCS Nation in general, fans of all FCS teams, an opportunity to learn more about who you are underneath that bucket. I think you've done just that. I think you've impressed a lot of people, myself included. And it's no secret why the hell you are the honorary captain this week, right? It makes all the sense in the world. And Grant, it's all the sense in the world why you chose David. And I can't thank you guys enough. But now it's Wildcat Nation. It's their time to do part in all of this. And I think there are a few ways we can go about donating to David in that Radnor Network office and everything that Grant has put together for David. And FCSNationRadio.com on the right-hand side of the screen, you can't miss it. Alex's Lemonade Stand. They have their own wing dedicated to them. You you click on it, you can click donate, pledge, check the standings. You can see all 17 current athletes that we have fighting for the cause. You can donate, whether it's a dollar, whether it's five, whether it's $10, that also is appreciated. And if you're not in a position financially to donate some of your money, there are also ways that you can do that without pulling out your wallet. Grant, kind of tell the people what that is.
Alex Lemonade Stand and his partner with Northwestern Mutual and given us the opportunity to do what's called the Lemon Top Challenge. So you can take a picture, just literally place a lemon on top of your head, snap a picture, tag Northwestern Mutual, Alex Lemonade Stand on social media. $10 will be donated by the foundation to the foundation. So it's a fantastic way to donate a little bit of money by doing a good cause, taking a silly picture, and it's a great opportunity.
And it's easy, guys. You can post it on any single platform you want. Just make sure you tag the right people. Hashtag tap the rock, I believe, is the one that you want to use for David Avitt's cause and everything the Rider Network office has put in place. So use the Lemon Top Challenge. Use FCSNationRadio.com. There are ways to get this thing done. David, I will start with you, sir. I cannot thank you enough for giving the show some time this week and getting a chance to learn why it is you're here and why it is that you've dedicated your entire football season to kids fighting childhood cancer.
No, it's an honor. I'm honestly blessed to be able to be part of something like this. And I've always wanted to be on the radio, so it's a plus for me too.
I love it. And Grant, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Stone. It's been an honor. I appreciate you taking the time and appreciate everything you guys over at FCS Nation have done to help support this great cause.
That's going to do it for the honorary captain of the week, Mr. David Avitt, Wildcat running back, Mr. Villanova himself, and Grant Price, managing director up there in the Radnor office. See you on the other side. But for right now, you're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.
You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.